Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. We started with Mark Malkin today to start the morning talking about the Golden Globes. And now I'm just getting my producer to make sure that we have our guest on the line connected. So it might be a couple minutes, but updating us. Then Carissa came on from Extra. And that's not yet. Then we had Dorian Missick, and Dorian came and promoted an unbelievable thing working with Zoe, with Brandy, and Zoe After Ever After. And we just continue. Then we have Joel Benson, The Biggest Loser. Just an unbelievable day of guests. And also we talked to Mary Jean Teachman talking about brain injuries and how meditation works. And we're just waiting for our guests to get connected on the line, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. You can go to my website again, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And once we have our guests on the line, I'll let you know. But just an exciting week and an exciting guest, to say the least, and I'm so excited to welcome the program. And this movie, I saw the trailer, and it was unbelievable at Star Wars, and it made me want to see the movie. So we're just waiting for our guest to connect on the line, and I'll let you know about that movie and stuff like that, because it's going to be a phenomenomenal movie, to say the least. I'm excited to welcome the program from the fifth wave, Zachary Arthur. Zachary, thanks for calling. And how are you? Oh, we just did lose him, so I guess we're waiting for him to get back on the line. Somehow the number disconnected, and we'll just be waiting for Zachary to call back again. My website, TotalTutor.net. We have these kind of situations, but when I was talking about the fifth wave and how fabulous the trailer is for this, it's just an awesome, awesome movie. So we're just waiting for the guest to connect back on the line, and once we have him on the line, we'll update us about more about Zachary Arthur and the fifth wave. Just an awesome movie, and I had him on the line, and somehow we lost him, and we're just waiting for him to get back on the line. Toltier.net, Twitter, Toltier, Neil S. Haley, Facebook. And it looks like we got him back on, as it's always the craziness of radio. But my producer says Zachary Arthur is back online. Zachary, how are you? And thanks for calling today. Zachary,
hello?
Can you hear me? Hi, Zachary. It's Neil. How are you?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Say hi, Zachary. Hello.
Hi, Zachary. Thanks for coming on the show. Again, we're talking about the fifth wave. What an amazing trailer that is. I'm sure you're blown away every time you see that trailer. Isn't it awesome for the fifth wave?
Mm-hmm. I'm really stoked. I'm so happy that I can see myself on TV. And everybody else, like Chloe and Nick and Lee Schreiber, I was just so happy to work with them.
Oh, exactly. I would have been so enthused as well, Zachary. Tell us the story. How old were you when you started acting?
Well, when I started acting, I was about 5 or 6, I think. And my mom just had me interview for a agency, and I got it. And they put me out for my first commercial called Burlington Coat Factory, and I got to go ice skating too. It was so much fun.
Did you always, when you were little, said I want to act, or what did your parents say? Did they basically tell you, hey, let's try this, Zachary, or was this something you wanted to do?
Well, it was something that me and my mom wanted to do, because since my mom would have me learn her songs and stuff, she said I was so good at it, so she decided, hey, we should get you an acting.
What an opportunity, and right
then,
off. Yeah. Go ahead, Zach.
I can't hear you.
No, go ahead, Zach.
What was the question again?
But there's a question, just as I continue talking about what you're saying, your mom gave you said you would be great at this, so you went in an audition.
Oh, yeah, and our first audition, and I really enjoyed it because I liked meeting new people, I liked meeting the directors, and I loved, like, talking to the other actors. And I wanted to be a big actor, like, and I wanted to be a filmmaker when I grew up.
That's cool. For sure. Okay, so after that first opportunity where you auditioned for a commercial and got the gig, when did you decide this is going to be something I want to do? After you saw, well, I got this gig, I'm going to try auditioning for more things.
Yeah, because I thought it was a lot of fun auditioning and doing the job. So I decided, hey, I really like this, so why don't we do more?
Well, that's the perfect thing, right? For sure. So after you auditioned for the commercial, what else have you been in before you got this big break with the Fifth Wave?
Well, I got two short films. One was called Turned, and the other was called Open Eyes. And I also got Surviving a Funeral.
Cool. What did you learn from those experiences?
Okay,
go ahead, Zachary. I was going to ask you a question about, what did you learn from getting those opportunities, especially working with other actors and things like that? How did it feel doing those shorts?
Well, it teaches me how to be into the character, and I got to learn about the characters and how I should be, and all the directors would give me advice and stuff like that, and it was just a really big experience for me.
It sounds like it, for sure. And then what were you going to say? What was your next part you did after that, after those shorts?
I also did Transparent with Jeffrey Tambor and Jude Light.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was on the first season and the second season.
So that must have been awesome to be in such a popular show, for sure, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun reading all the actors, and they even gave me some good advice.
What advice did they give you, Zachary?
Well, once Jeffrey Tambor gave me some advice, I asked him, how should I be in the scene? How should I feel? And Jeffrey Tambor said, you feel like you're in the scene. Feel like it's really happening, like it's real life. And also, Koi said that too, which I'm really surprised about. Must be a really good tip.
It's great to be mentored by people, because this is what's so great at your age, Zachary, is you kind of just have to take everything in and roll with the ideas, because the more you take in, that's going to set up for your dream of being a director someday. I was absolutely so excited once I saw that I had the chance to interview you about the Fifth Wave, because, I mean, the trailer is just so unbelievable, and it seems like you're in a lot of the film for sure. So tell us a story about how you got the opportunity to audition for this part in The Fifth Wave.
Well, since I've done those short films, some directors recognized me because they saw the films. And my agency, Coast to Coast, saw that there was this little boy inside the Fifth Wave movie, and they said, hey, how about you go out for this? And, like, seriously, this huge movie, me? And they're like, yeah, you. So my mom got the book, The Fifth Wave, and she read it in one night. And she read some parts to me, too, so I can get used to the character. I learned all my lines. And then when I auditioned, the casting director was really nice to me. Call back, I got to meet Jay Blakeson, the director of The Fifth Wave. And I like his accent. I like how he talks. I don't know why, but I like English accents.
Okay.
I also want to meet the Queen of England. That would be so much fun.
Well, so then once you finally heard you got the part, you were probably really excited, especially when you read the book with your mom and said, wow, this is going to be a really exciting film to be in.
Yeah. When I first heard that I got the movie, I was in Big Bear sipping hot cocoa with my dad because I like drinking hot chocolate. And my mom told me I got the movie because my manager told my mom that I got the movie. And when I heard it, I jumped up and started screaming because it was like the best day of my life.
Well, especially and when you watch the trailer, you're almost in every part, and it's just every part. I just see this is going to be really a great film because I'm enthralled by the storyline. So tell us your own summary of the film, not giving away any of the secrets, but how it starts out. Again, the trailer where one disaster leads to a next disaster that leads to a next disaster, where your life changes as your character. So let's kind of go through it. Your character in the film is, what is your name and the character you play in the film?
Well, Sammy Sullivan in the film, once they hear on the news that the spaceship is flying over Ohio, I want to see because I really think that would be really interesting to look at. And when we get out, we actually see it. And after that, there's a lot of chain events that happen. Like the tsunami, the earthquake, and also they spread the disease through birds, and it spread the disease all over the world, which killed thousands of people, well, millions of people. And after that, there was a lot of exciting things happened. I don't want to give it away because I want you guys to see it.
Well, I want to see it just from the trailer. I was at Star Wars The Force Awakens, and I watched this, and I said, wow, not having any idea I'd have one actor from the fifth wave on the show. If you would have pinched me and told me about what major interviews I'd have in 2016, back-to-back, I would have told you you're crazy. And it's just, it continues to grow, the Total Celebrity Show for sure. But, I mean, just kind of, you did the greatest summary in the world. Because it starts out, kids are in school, you know, text messaging, things like that, and you see this plane come out of nowhere, and then each wave is just so dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my gosh. No, the next wave, and then the next wave. And whoever was doing the, kind of telling the story, and then by the fifth wave, oh, my, the world's pretty much ended. And you're one of the only survivalists left, and then the story begins. So we definitely have to see it. What have you learned, Zachary, from acting, especially in, if you watch the trailer, you're in all these different scenes working with so many different actors from this experience filming. What have you learned?
I learned a lot of things, like how to act sometimes, like I learned all the lighting, the filming, the cameras, and the wardrobe, hair and makeup, special effects. Everybody is important in a film. Everybody has their own job that's really important in a big film. Even if it's just a little commercial or even a TV show, everybody's important. Everybody has their own special part.
Yeah, and that's what's the really cool part about it is. And then you get to learn all the ins and outs of things. And some of the actors, and who would you say is taking you under your wing during the filming? What actor kind of or actress has helped you a lot in this process? Especially, I guess, probably the people you're co-starring with, right, have really helped you in this process, mm-hmm. Especially your family on the movie set, right? The family members, right, that you filmed a lot of scenes with.
Mm-hmm.
Did they help you in this process?
Yes. And Ron Livingston, he would tell me how to act too. And Coy Moretz would give me advice, just like I told you. And they would be all nice to me, and they'd hug me, and they'd also tickle me, and they have the advantage because I'm really ticklish.
So that's really cool.
And they're bigger than me, which is overpower.
So are you ready for your life to change once the film does come out? I mean, because, again, we see you're so much in this. Have you been recognized so far? People have seen the trailer and have spotted you on the street and stuff saying, hey, didn't I see you somewhere before? Has that happened yet, Zachary? Especially when, you know, they showed this in The Force Awakens, and you know how popular that movie is, and it's been going out everywhere. Has people come and said, holy cow, did I just see, have I, do I know you? Has that happened yet?
Well, once actually at the movie theater, somebody said they were looking at, I was taking a picture in front of my billboard, and the guy said, is that you? And I'm like, yeah, that's actually me. And he said, hey, can we take a picture? I was like, okay, if you want to. And that was like my first recognition by somebody.
Do you live in L.A.? Do you live in L.A., Zachary?
And there's a lot of people in L.A. I bet when it comes out, people are going to be all over the place asking me, are you the little boy in that movie? But it's okay, because I love it. I like meeting a lot of new people.
So how old are you now right now, Zachary? How old are you? You filmed at what age and
nine.
How old are you now? You're nine, okay. And when you filmed the movie, how old were you then?
Filming The Fifth Wave, I was seven when I was filming in The Fifth Wave, and then I turned eight on the first day of filming. And now I'm nine, but I can still remember having so much fun with all the actors. I can't wait to see the premiere.
Well, I cannot wait as well. And here's the one really interesting question, Zachary. Are you homeschooled or you go to school?
I actually go to school, believe it or not. And
when
I did the movie, I had to get a set teacher. And I had to go on independent study.
And now, being in school and knowing this is coming out, what are the kids saying to you? Do they believe you? I guess being in LA, that life is like this. Everyone is used to these stories. But what about your school? Are there any? What are your friends saying and things like that? They can't wait to see the film, right?
Well, a lot of people in my school don't know that I was in the movie, but I bet they're gonna know after they see the movie, though. But I told my friends though, and they said that was pretty cool because I was in the movie, but I don't talk about it that much because I'm in school, and I try to forget about it when I'm in school.
Well, stay humble. Just think about specific child actors, especially in like the big shows on ABC. Like if you, let's say you were in Modern Family or one of the other major ones as a child actor, could you imagine how your life changes? Well, with this film, especially we don't know about what's going to happen to your character after this movie is over, so we can't tell that. We have to go see the film to find out, but your life is definitely going to change with this big role. Because people are going to say, wow, you were great in this, and then another opportunity is going to come, and I'm sure you're already getting ready to audition for more stuff, aren't you?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope that I get another movie like that.
Have you been auditioning for anything else after this? Have you been doing any other projects, Zachary, right now, or is it just pretty much just waiting on the film and what's going to happen from there?
Well, I actually did another movie called Please Don't Come Back from the Moon with James Franco and who plays my dad and Rashida Jones, who plays my mom, and my brother's nephew or brother plays, well, Jeff Wahlberg's nephew or brother plays, Mark Wahlberg. His nephew plays my brother.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
We finished the movie on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. So that we'll have to stay tuned to find out more about what's happening with that as well. And so you're getting your experience to become a director someday, working with people like James Franco and working with such interesting actors and directors in The Fifth Wave. So I see your career skyrocketing for sure. And when people know who you are, especially when audition for more stuff after being in these big films and Transparent, oh my gosh, I can't expect, we're going to see some big things from you. So where's the best place we can find information on you? Are you on Twitter? Do you have other places people can find out more info on you and stuff like that, Zachary?
Yes, I am on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is at @1ZacharyArthur. And Twitter is @1ZacharyArthur.
Other way around,
sorry. Twitter is @1ZacharyArthur, and the other is just @1ZacharyArthur.
All right, well, fantastic. Okay, continue. What were you going to say? What else were you going to say, Zachary?
I don't have any else. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a wonderful experience. Such an honor to be with you.
Well, it was an honor to be with you. And you got to put yourself on the list. I don't know if you heard what I was saying of the guests I've had the last couple of weeks, from Ken Jeong to Dolvet from The Biggest Loser. Put yourself on that same list because of the movie. So really think of yourself as you're on your way, Zachary. When I'm talking about these names, from Hollywood Insider to different people, and you were on my show, and you're going to be on that same show with those great guys. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. You did a tremendous job, and it was an honor to have you on the show. And I'm definitely going to see the movie, and best of luck to you, Zachary.
It was an honor to work with you guys.
Well, thank you. Take care and best of luck. Well, you're awesome. You rock, and best of luck, and I hope the movie does really well, and I hope to have you back on again when you have something else to promote. So take care, Zachary.
Take care, Mr. Thank you. Bye.
Cool. Bye-bye. All right, that was Total Celebrity Show. Take care, guys, and we'll talk tomorrow. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, and also at Periscope at TotalTutor. I'm excited to welcome the program. I think she's on the line, Celebrity from the O Network and also ABC Family, Kim Whitley. Kim, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm great. How are you? You're magical. How did you know?
I just know these things. I'm magical, and I was seeing 818 numbers, and who knows, calling my line earlier, and I'm like, I wonder what that is. But I'm excited to have you on the show. You have two amazing projects going on right now that you're talking about. First of all, Raising Whitley on the Oprah Winfrey Network, the O Network, and you've got to be so excited so far at the success of the show. Of the show.
The show has been fantastic. For your listeners that have not watched the show, it's called Raising Williams on the Oprah Network. And it's actually about me, mentoring a young lady. And she left the baby. She was pregnant, left the baby at the hospital, left my name, picked the baby up. And I got all my friends to help me raise the baby. And Oprah thought that was a great idea. Follows my life, a docuseries. And it's quite funny. And tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on Oprah Winfrey Network, is the season finale. Too soon.
And you're definitely hoping this continues for some time. Because, I mean, I think it's great to show how important it is when you're raising children to have all the help you can get. From grandparents,
yeah.
From aunts and uncles, from cousins, from people in the community. That's what we're missing in our society today, Kim, is everyone trying to work, as you said, together to raise a child.
Say it, Neil.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. We are missing that. It's not like it used to be. You know, I remember growing up in Cleveland, and my neighbor, Miss Weaver, she would, you know, we'd come home from school. My parents went home. We'd go over there. We'd play. We'd eat. She'd discipline us. All of that. We don't have that anymore.
And it's very sad that we don't.
It makes a
so
difference
in
kids' lives.
I mean, I talk to different people that were professional athletes, college superstars on my show, and they talk about how it was a community then. Like 20 years ago, everyone was looking out for each other. So if they were going on the street to play basketball, you know, we know other people are looking out so that nothing goes wrong. Nowadays, that's not happening. So it's great that your show is highlighting how you can help someone that needs all the help in the world. Because raising a child alone is very, very difficult, isn't it, Kim?
It is extremely difficult, and that's why I encourage a lot of single parents out there to build their village, and really it's just your support system, you know. And what people don't realize, they're like, oh, well, if I ask them and too many times, they're not going to want to. There's a lot of single people and other people who that fulfills them, a lot of people who don't have children. It really fulfills that void in their life, and it gives them someone to be responsible for. But if you don't ask, you'll never know. So it's really, really important to do that because you really can't pour into your child unless you have a little downtime.
So how does it feel being on a reality television show where people are that you're having a live tape. It's not like, you know, when you do all these other shows where you take six takes or 25,000 takes when it was in the movies or in television, and now you know that if I say something or something happens, it's going to be out there, because that's what they're looking to capture in ways.
Yes, it's a little scary, but I know, you know, being on Oprah's network, you know, she's all about inspiring. So there's nothing really that's going to be harmful out there, and that she hopes, you know, that this show will help people. It's funny, but we also want to help people. You know, at first it was a little scary, you know, having cameras in your house and lights and, you know, my kid, they're going to follow him. This is going to be on tape for the rest of his life. You know, that is a little scary, but, you know, I'm a true believer that God puts things on us that we're supposed to have and nothing more than that, and that, you know, I believe that this show will help people, that even though they might see some things, like I will say some things and I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I say that? You know, and what we do is address it on the show. You know, I said something in one episode and we got in a big argument and they were like, oh, you're homophobic and this and that, you know, because you say something and even like in the media and you know, people say something but then it gets twisted. So instead of us cutting it out, we dealt with it so people can understand the fullness of it and how things can get twisted.
And that's such a great point. And I can't believe definitely having you for 8 to 10 minutes is just not enough time, but let's go right now. It's Young and Hungry, and I have to get used to not saying ABC Family now, Freeform.
Right.
You tell us about the show Young and Hungry, and then also you have a film coming up as well. So tell us first about Young and Hungry.
Young and Hungry is on ABC Family, which is now Freeform, but it's a sitcom, and it's with Emily Osment, Jonathan Sadowski, Rex Lee. Ashley Tisdale is one of our executive producers, and a very funny show. It's our third season. We just got nominated for People's Choice Award.
Congrats.
Kids' Choice. Yeah, a very funny show. I'm actually, we're filming in front of a live studio audience today, but it comes back out in February. So, you know, a lot of fun there. I did a movie in Atlanta for a couple months called A Fist Fight with Tracy Morgan and Ice Cube and Charlie Day. That comes out this summer. Another very funny movie. So a lot of exciting things, you know, are happening.
Well, it definitely seems like a lot of exciting things, and that's exciting. And would you have thought this when you started as a comedian that you'd have such a great rise, and how it started is just, it just keeps growing, and it's from the O Network, and it's from ABC Family, and your career keeps going up and up and up. And did you think that when you first started as a comedian that this would happen to you?
You know, you always hope for the best, but, you know, there's been some lulls in my career, so you never know. And then you look around at some other comedians, and you're like, well, they didn't really get where they wanted to go. And then you look at people like Kevin Hart, you know, he exploded. I was on stage with Kevin hanging out, and then all of a sudden I was like, you're what? What happened? So it's all about timing. It's about talent. So to answer your question, I would say I always hope for the best, and I hope that I will, you know, keep exploding and keep getting better. It's all about bringing light and love and funniness.
When you first worked with Kevin Hart, did you know he was going to be such a huge star?
No.
When you first worked with him?
No. Kevin, no. I was like, little Kevin, no. He was always funny. But come on. Kevin, go sit down somewhere. No, no. Who knew? He was always funny. The way you see him in movies and TV, he's always like that. That's him. So it's hysterical. And the fact that he's still humble and nice and regular, it is refreshing. So I'm glad it happened to him, though. I really am.
All right. Kim, where can we find the best information on you, social media-wise, best places to go? So we can know what's going on with you on a regular basis. Where can we keep up with you?
I appreciate that. I'm across the board at Kim Whitley. That's KymWhitley. Like my Facebook page, please, and Twitter and Instagram. But, you know, that's it. I really just want everybody to watch the season finale tomorrow night, Raising Whitley on the Oprah Winfrey Network at 10 p.m. And we're having a marathon all day on Saturday. That's the great thing. So if you don't know the show, you can catch up. It starts at 10, and it ends at 10 when the finale comes on.
Fantastic, and then definitely we'll definitely check you out on Freeform as well. And every time I watch you, you're so funny. You're hilarious, and I'm so glad to see everything going really well for you. I hope you continue to rise to the stars, but I love the idea of Raising Whitley, especially – starting out as an education radio show before going into the celebrity thing. I love to hear how you're really educating people about how important it is in raising a family. So thanks again for calling, and best of luck to you.
And thank you, and best of luck to you, too. All right, have a great day.
Thanks, Kim. Take care.
Right, okay, bye-bye.
All right, that was Total Celebrity Show. Take care, guys. Everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And I want to make sure that I have Bonnie on the line. Bonnie, are you on the line?
I am.
Oh, I'm so excited to welcome the program from CBS's Code of Black, Bonnie Somerville. Bonnie, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sure the weather's different where you're at. Pittsburgh, we just got our first snow. It finally feels like the winter, so we're just dealing with it right now. I liked that very mild winter we were having so far, but we got some snow dumped on us today. Not much, but, you know, I'm dealing with it for sure. Yeah. So let's kind of go into educating me on Code of Black, especially your to talk about a little bit about Code of Black. I know this is part two of what's happened so far in part one of the show and stuff like that, and your role in the show. Tell us about that.
Well, Code Black is a term used in hospitals, and there are more patients than there are resources and beds, and it's basically the worst possible scenario in an ER. And it was inspired by a documentary based on LA County, which is the busiest ER in the country. And they would go into Code Black 300 times a year when most hospitals go into Code Black 4 times a year. So it's a pretty intense ride. This show is a bit inspired by that. And I play Dr. Krista Lawrence in one of the newest residents, and actually the oldest resident. She decides to go back to med school in her 30s after she loses a child to cancer, and she tries to make something different with her life.
And that must be difficult for her, right, especially, you know, what she's gone through, then to have to deal with these types of scary things on when Code Black happens, you know, when you're at this point in time, so you have to kind of play this character that really she has a lot of passion and compassion for people from what she's gone through. Am I correct?
Yes, she does. She's really extremely compassionate and empathetic. I mean, she's lost a child to cancer, and she tried every possible thing to keep him alive. And, you know, I think it took over her life, and then she got a divorce as a result of it. They couldn't make the marriage work, and she just decides to start over. So I think that's a really inspirational character, especially, you know, to me as well, that you could start over later in life. So I really love her. I love playing her. And she's also a really tough cookie, too. She knows what she's doing, and she's really passionate and strong.
Yeah, and it sounds like it for sure. And so this role, this just started. You're one of the newest residents, so you just started with the last episode, correct? Being introduced to the cast?
No.
On the show? No,
I've been on the show the whole season.
Okay. Just this is a big cliffhanger coming with a certain situation. So what happened in part one of the show, and kind of update us to know what we're going to, what we could, not spoiling us for the show on the 13th?
Well, basically the doctors go out on the field for a huge car accident pileup on the freeway, which does happen. It's very rare, but it does happen. And it was called Black Tag. Basically they have to go and decide who they can save and who they can't. And some people are still alive, but they black tag them because they don't have time or they don't have enough resources and they can't save them. So we all go out on the field in this fog and just see horrors of a massive car pileup. And it's pretty intense. And then my character kind of gets lost and ends up getting injured and falls down a cliff, literally trying to help save a family. So we leave her, she's down in a cliff by herself.
So then that's what we have to find out, to stay tuned, to listen, to watch, to see what happens to you and your character. So
yeah.
That's got to be crazy. Is this role different for you than some of the other roles you've played in your career as an actress? What would you say, kind of relating this character to compare to other characters you've played?
Yeah, I mean, I've never played a doctor before. It's definitely the most intense role, the most physically challenging role. I mean, we do pretty much all the medicine you see. We do it all ourselves. And, you know, we go to boot camp and we rehearse all the time. And, you know, this is pretty much a 12 to 14-hour day show. Pretty intense dialogue and everything. It's definitely not a lighthearted comedy. So it's extremely intense. It's very different from anything else I've ever done. Really challenging.
Were you mostly a comedy-type person, or were you just a variety of roles in your career?
No, I've done a bunch of different things. I've done comedy and drama, and I've played lots of different roles, but I've never done anything like this. This is definitely the hardest.
And I'm sure it's keeping up with your fans and what's going on and what's going to happen next is keeping people on the edge of their seats, isn't it? Especially to see what happens, because this seems like you're at the last – this is the last chance in certain things a lot of times in medicine. If they can't perform a miracle, it's over. So people are all like, why did you put us on the edge of our seats? Probably social media-wise and stuff, you've been hearing the buzz, right? What's going to happen on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. People seem to be really, really looking forward to part two, and that makes us feel good because it means people love the show. And we love making it, and we give it our all, so we just want people to keep tuning in so we can make more, because the show's really, we're really proud of it. I think it's definitely the best work I've ever done.
Oh, that's great, and you really like working with the cast. Who would you say, in a lot of ways, you've developed a bond on the set with?
Well, we're all really close. We all bonded right off the bat, but obviously, working with Marcia Gay Harden is just an honor. She's a total legend, and Louis Guzman is one of the nicest people in the world, and I've grown up watching him and everything. But the cast, we bonded really quickly. We became very close friends right off the bat, and we all genuinely love each other and love working together, so we're really lucky.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's the important part of the whole thing, is that you develop those relationships, and it doesn't seem like work when you get along with your cast. Am I correct? That's something that...
No.
Makes it a lot easier, especially the long hours and hard work that you guys put out there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're working a 15-hour day and you're in a tiny little room with, you know, 100 people with tons of blood and yelling and screaming, it helps to get along and be able to laugh in between takes, because it's stressful enough. So it definitely helps.
All right. Now, any other things you're promoting right now that you would like to mention to our audience?
No, I haven't had time. My life is Code Black right now, so please watch it. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bon Somerville. And just please watch the show, because we want to make more and we want to keep going.
Okay, we'll make sure and make sure everyone tunes in on Wednesday. And thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck again. It'll be 10 p.m. Eastern on January the 13th. Stay tuned for part two and find out what's going to happen to Krista on the show. So thanks for calling, and best of luck to you.
Thanks so much.
All right,
take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was the Total Celebrity Show. Take care, guys. We'll be live later.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And we continue to talk about the Golden Globes, so I'm excited to welcome the program, Sharissa Thompson of Extra. Sharissa, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. What have you guys talked about? What I mean?
Oh, absolutely not. No, in 8 minutes, that's not enough time. I'm long-winded and have some good comments and different things. I was going to bring up, first of all, again, because I'm starting to get in the pop culture thing. I'm busy a lot, Sharissa, doing a lot of different things. But when I look at, did not know that Lady Gaga was acting. And that was a surprise to me when I saw she got an award. So was it she expected to win that?
Yeah.
Was she expected?
There was a lot of buzz about her performance. You know, even being invited to do the show. She's asked back next season, and everyone sort of gave her a claim. I don't know if everyone, you know, said that she was amazing because they didn't expect that out of her. But, you know, good for her. There's clearly nothing she can't do, except she didn't thank her fiancé. So I'm sure he's talking to me happy about that.
She seems so nervous going up. Didn't you? I mean, you just always can see that she's different than a lot. And then to kind of break out of the box and acting when you see, you know, how she performs on stage and to do this, it's difficult. I'm sure the transition in ways, even though she performed a lot of acting on stage, but when she's her person, she's different, isn't she? I'm sure than what you see.
Yeah, but it's sort of endearing when you know that it's like, look at this is something that's out of her comfort zone, but she did it and she clearly did it well. So, you know, I like seeing that. As someone that works in two different fields, not on the level that she does, but someone that talks about sports one day and then does entertainment another day, I like anybody that, you know, my favorite player growing up was Deion Sanders because he played baseball and football.
Right.
So do you, you know, you can do both. It's awesome.
Well, I agree, definitely. And do you see bigger things coming from her? Do you think she's going to be doing a lot more acting, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, this is her breakout performance, and she won a Golden Globe for it. I think that the door's open for 100% if she wants to continue doing that. I mean, her name elicits, you know, attention already, so...
You know, there's comparisons everyone said when she was really on the hot streak, you know, of selling lots of albums between her and Madonna, and, you know, how she changes her persona in so many ways. I think that there's such differences between her and Madonna, it's crazy, right? And just thinking about, you know, personality-wise and how she's just very down-to-earth.
What?
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that. She is very down to earth, and she's actually just a shy girl. I mean, she said when she won her Billboard Music Woman of the Year award, you know, that she just feels like she's still that 19-year-old girl in New York that's trying to, you know, get any attention from anyone. So I think that there's this innocence about her. You know, Madonna was a star from the beginning on a whole other level. So I think that there's this idea for Lady Gaga that it's like she doesn't even believe that it's real yet, you know, her fame and attention. So good. I hope, I mean, you would hope at this point if she hasn't lost that, then she won't. But...
And I watched the Golden Globes just because I heard I had some correspondence on today, so I'm trying to be as educated as possible on it. My wife watches it sometimes, but I'm busy flipping back sports and stuff. I see you have your sports background as well, and I'm sure you thought that Steeler-Bengals game was crazy. That was the most nuts game I ever saw in my life, for sure. But let's jump right into some other surprises of the night or things I was surprised about, to say the least. What did you think of Ricky Gervais and his hosting? Did you think he was good, or what was your overall take?
Yeah, no, I love him. I wish he would host everything because he says what you want to you at home, you know, and maybe you don't watch a lot of these, but he says what you're thinking. You know, he says that the awards show is too long. He says that it's boring. He, like, mocks people that are, you know, dramatic. He's like, no crying. No one really cares about this award but you. I mean, I think we live in a politically correct world now, so it's like everyone's afraid to say anything or offend anyone. So I am all about it.
Was there a disappointment for you last night that you were expecting someone to win that didn't?
No, I actually was pleasantly, I'm really glad Leo won. I think that this is his year. I hope that, you know, this is sort of a precursor to him winning the Oscar. I love that Kate Winslet won and sort of renaissance with those two both being, you know, back together and winning awards in their respective categories. So, no, and Brie Larson, she's adorable and she won for her performance in The Room, and I hope that there's a lot more to come out of her because I love her as an actress, and she's, you know, very sweet and another one of those that hopefully doesn't lose her charm as she goes through.
So we're going to kind of jump into the rest of the award season. And again, I always know about the Oscars, but there's a lot of lineups coming up, right? There's other award ceremonies and stuff coming up. Hollywood, this is the big award season. What's coming up next that you guys are going to be covering? And what do you expect? We can even talk some Oscar talk, too. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to, you know, the Screen Actors Guild Awards are at the end in 2 weeks. So that'll be our next show. You know, and we have the Emmys already at the beginning of the award season. That always sort of kicks things off. But then once the Golden Globes happen, then it's just, you know, one right after the next. But, yeah, Oscars. I worked my first Oscars last year. That was amazing. But, I mean, sadly, I'm kind of bummed this one's over because this one's my favorite of all of them. I just like the looseness of it. I'm not as formal in my everyday life, so I like sort of the lightheartedness of these things, because let's face it, they're award shows for people that make millions of dollars right. and are already famous. I mean, it's not that hard.
Exactly. And so in your thought process of, again, covering other events, how is it different covering the Golden Globes?
People drink on the red carpet. People, I mean, it just the guy that was working the censor button shouldn't have been paid overtime. I mean, there was a lot of things that had to be censored out. So you're not going to have that same sort of atmosphere at some of these other award shows. And that's different. So, yeah, just the sarcastic nature of the host, and that has a tendency to feed over into the recipients and those people that are nominated, because they feel like that's sort of a license to stay and do whatever they want, which is awesome. And, I mean, the structure of even how people sit. I mean, sitting at a dinner table, those round tables, and having champagne in the middle is a lot different than sitting in, you know, the auditorium at the Nokia Center. So, yeah, just the table arrangement alone.
And then for the Oscars, that's a different thing. It's craziness, right? Especially covering that compared to any event you've ever covered, right?
Well, it's just a lot more formal.
Mm-hmm. Formal? Yeah. What about
it's a lot more formal than Oscars are? But I mean, there's also the whole, you know, when you win an Oscar, that's somebody that evokes a different emotion than winning a Golden Globe. And it's not anything against the Golden Globe. It's just not as big as the Oscars. It's like playing in the Super Bowl. It's going to be different than playing in the NFC Championship game, you know?
All right. So what's news? You're covering a lot of events. We can watch you. When can we watch you and find more information on you, Sharissa? Where can we go?
Well, I'm on every day on Extra. We're on Monday through Friday. So I don't know what time it's on. Where are you at?
Yeah, we're in Pittsburgh, but all over the world. So it doesn't, you could just check it out everywhere. I think Extra's, I forget what time during the day.
Yeah.
Exactly. And all over it. Exactly. And I'm sure you're enjoying this, especially, it's a different thing. I can tell you, you probably had to do a lot of homework in certain ways. I'm sure you were into entertainment, but then all the sports and now the other. So can you give me your take on that Bengals-Steelers game real quick? I know you never thought you'd have that on a post, anything you thought from that situation, the Bengals and Steelers.
No, I mean, yeah. Hey, look, these wild card games haven't disappointed. I mean, you had that game, and then last night
yes.
you had the Minnesota Seahawks game and a missed field goal that sends the Seahawks, and as somebody that's from Seattle, I didn't have any complaints. But, yeah, it's definitely been wild and physical. You know, I'm hopefully everyone gets back and healthy to continue this thing on. But, yeah, it's been a nice couple, you know, games of wild card play. You can't ask for much more than that.
Okay, and we can follow you at where? Can we find information, like, on your Twitter and stuff? Where can we go?
Yeah, I'm just at Carissa T. Easy.
All right. Thanks for calling. Take care. All right. Enjoyed the conversation. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Again, that was the Total Celebrity Show. We'll be on live soon. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, TotalTutor. Pinterest, Neil Haley. Google+, and also on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And we're going to have Mark Malkin on from E! News, very interesting E! Entertainment Television, talking about the Golden Globes and other upcoming awards ceremonies. What was my take from the Golden Globes last night? Because again, I had to watch it to definitely interview such interesting people today. We have two correspondents to discuss the Golden Globes. One of the things that, you know, comes really to mind very quickly, which is very, very interesting, is my relationship with Lily Tomlin's good friend, Kat Kramer. Kat Kramer was really excited Lily was nominated twice, no win. I'd like to get Kat Kramer's take on this sometime this week to find out what was happening. She was nominated for two things, Lily Tomlin. I might ask Mark about that, but I wanted to bring that up as one of the major things that I saw that was interesting. One of the other things, again, is Denzel Washington. What a tremendous actor. Somebody that... just every movie seems to do very, very well. And I was just very impressed by Denzel in so many ways throughout meaning for him to be given this unbelievable award. So some of the other things to pinpoint, had no idea about Lady Gaga. That surprised me very much about Lady Gaga and her winning an award. I didn't know she was acting. So she was definitely showing, again, her ability to be creative in so many ways and coming up with this opportunity that she had. She went out there and did it. And, you know, and you could see how shy she is. And it's an amazing thing to see a celebrity and how they deal with the public and how she has done it, unlike Madonna in so many ways. You know, there's comparisons of Lady Gaga and Madonna all the time, and I don't see it. I don't see that comparison at all. So that really impressed me, and I want to see what Mark's take on many different things. Again, looking at some of the winner of the films and to all the amazing things that happened. And today, the host of the show, what'd you think of him? What were your takes? Again, you could go ahead and tweet me at Total Tutor regarding that. Leading up, I'm very interested to talk to him about specifically the next awards coming up. And what's happening? Who is out there? It's very interesting. When the Golden Globes are very interesting because you don't just see a specific thing of just one area. You see two areas in certain ways with the Golden Globes. So it's very, very interesting to look at those things and saying to yourself, okay, here's what's going on. You see what's going on. You kind of put it out there and you see. So again, email me, nhaleytolzer.org, as we're waiting for our guest, Mark Malkin, to call from E! News. And once he's on the line, we'll kind of get it going and have a great conversation regarding the Golden Globes and then other awards ceremonies and the other rewards. Because, I mean, everyone looks at the Oscars. And, you know, I was quite impressed with Sylvester Stallone. And Stallone coming back with another Rocky movie and getting an award. Stallone talked about how excited he was, and I think in 1977 he talked about and blown away with the opportunity. But we do have our guest on the line, so I'm excited. Let's make sure our producer connects that we have Mark Malkin from E! News. Mark, thanks for calling, and how are you? Do we have Mark on the line? So we're just waiting on Mark to connect with us. Once he is connected, we will let you know. Just waiting on Mark Malkin from E! News to be on the line as I have him connected. And once he gets on, we'll hear him, and he'll be ready to go. And Mark, are you on the line?
I am.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fantastic. So I was kind of going through the Golden Globes last night and watching and specifically giving my key points. What did you feel that surprised you most last night?
What surprised me most was Jennifer Lawrence winning comedy actress. Everyone thought it was going to be Amy Schumer. So when Jennifer won, I think even Jennifer was shocked that she won. I saw her right after she won the award, and literally it was like a deer in headlights. She was like, what?
Really? So she was just surprised, especially this is something where she didn't think it was going to happen, for sure. And
she thought her best friend, Amy Schumer, was going to take it. So when they announced her name, it was, wait a minute, okay, I'm not going to congratulate my best friend. I'm going to go up there and get the award. So, you know, it's bittersweet.
I think it's bittersweet when you're nominated, Mark. It's an amazing feat whenever you get nominated for any award. And when you think you're going to win it and you don't, that's pretty hard. And that's pretty hard on Amy. But I think she has a long career ahead of her.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, maybe Amy didn't win this, but I think she's going to be just fine. Everyone right now knows who Amy is. And whether she won or lost, we're still talking about her. And like you said, she has a long career ahead of her. You know, this was her big movie debut. So she's got a lot more movies to do, and I have a feeling she'll be getting some awards.
And speaking of Amy, I mean, how about, like, it's how she's kind of grown to this comedic actress that people really, I mean, from the magazines to everything, it's just been such a tremendous quick rise, hasn't it, for her, after she was just pretty much discovered.
It's really been this amazing ride. You know, the thing is that everyone who meets Amy, they really love her. Yes, you know, her comedy is raunchy and it's dirty and it's not for everyone, but she is really likable. You know, she just feels very real.
Is that important, Mark, in Hollywood, to be likable? in your opinion, once if you have the talent?
It's pretty important. You know, there are people out there who aren't, you know, very likable and people don't like. But I think in this day and age, you really have to be likable, because it's just, you know, you do something bad that people don't like, it just gets out there, it goes viral. It's that 24/7 news cycle. But someone like Amy Schumer, you know, she just, you know, every journalist she meets, every fan she meets, she's just real. She's down to earth. And like I said, people really do love her.
Now let's jump to something else. My biggest surprise was I had no idea that Sylvester Stallone was going to win an award, because again, you know, you think that the Rocky movies have seen their day, that Rocky Balboa is dead, buried for in so many literal terms. Were you surprised by that, or you had a feeling he'd win?
I wasn't surprised by that win. I thought he was going to win. He did a great job in Creed. There's a nostalgia factor that this, you know, listen, there's been a lot of Rocky movies, but this one sort of hit a chord with people where it just, you know, it felt like the old Rockies, obviously, but it was still new. So when, you know, Sylvester Stallone won, I don't think a lot of people were surprised, but they were just so happy. Obviously, as we know, he got a standing ovation. Because it's someone, you know, who's been around for quite a while, and to see him getting an award for, you know, a character he created, you know, God knows how many years ago, this is really exciting.
Well, I agree, I guess the surprise more for you probably was before the movie came out and said, oh, come on, now another Rocky movie? You were thinking that, probably just like me.
Listen,
right?
I said it. I was like, really? Rocky movie? I actually really, really like Michael B. Jordan, but I was like, oh, God, this is going to be some, you know, really campy or just really, you know, just badly nostalgic film, and the film is great. It's a great film. Everyone, you know, walked out of it, I think, surprised that they really liked it.
Yeah, and I hope to definitely watch that on Netflix. I'm a huge fan of Rocky for sure, and things like that. You know, were you surprised at some of the best? Any other surprises from the night? I mentioned something on before you got on the line. Is I'm good friends with Catherine Kramer, and Lily being nominated for a couple of awards and not winning. Do you think she had the shot? Did you give her any shot of winning an award?
Did it again? I'm sorry.
Lily Tomlin. Were you surprised at all, Mark?
Another one. Talk about likable. You know, the movie that she was nominated for, Grandma, small independent movie. She is nominated for an Independent Spirit Award, so we could still see her picking up awards for that.
I mean, and then I was saying. So, Lily, you didn't think she had the shot to win, did you? Just because of
small, no, I didn't think. Like I said, I love her, but I didn't think she was going to be winning this one this time around.
All right. So, any other surprises for us that night, or anything that you really thought, wow, this was great? And then let's get to specifically the next rounds of the awards.
You know, I think, you know, you see a show like Mozart in the Jungle winning. No one really has heard of this show. No one has really watched it. I've watched a few episodes. So I think a show like that is going to get a nice boost. I think a lot of people today are going to be wondering, what is that show? I have to watch that show. And you're going to see a boost in its viewership.
And that's the big thing about awards, is that if you win an award, then finally some people say, hey, I got to finally check this out. I was waiting to do it. Now I'll go ahead and do it. Now, what other awards are happening? I know all the Hollywood awards come up at this time. We always talk about, you know, specifically enough, the Oscars and things like that. What's coming up next, Mark, in your coverage?
Next up is next Sunday, the Critics' Choice Awards. So that's another mix of TV and movies. And then obviously, like you said, the Oscars, you know, that's the one that ends it all. You have the SAG Awards, you have the Producers Guild Awards, so the BAFTA Awards in London. So there's a lot. Award season is in full swing.
Any clues to what we could see from the Oscars that could happen that did not happen in the Golden Globes, that you think of a film that could...
That did not happen. Yeah. You know, I think what did happen at the Golden Globes is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
I think, you know, he will win an Oscar. This is his year. People are just cheering for him. Not only will he be winning for The Revenant, but I think he's going to be winning just for his career. That the fact that he hasn't won an Oscar yet, people are surprised by that. So I think, you know, that way, in that way, it's going to repeat in the Oscars. So, you know, the Oscars, when it comes to, you know, the movies, they don't split it down, you know, comedy or musical or drama. It's just Best Picture.
Right. Any thought you think it could be DiCaprio's movie that he was in? Do you think that's going to win?
I think it could be DiCaprio's movie after this Golden Globe bump, but it is a really tough movie. You know, I thought Spotlight was going to take it at the Golden Globe. I still think it's going to be Spotlight at the Oscars. But, you know, in these award shows, there's always a big surprise.
All right, Mark. Well, where can we catch up on you and watch you all the time and specifically find more information on you? Where can we go?
More information, go to E! Online. We have everything Golden Globe. You could check out our Instagram.